98.5 K-Fox, the classic rock experience. I'm Greg Kinn, 710, and apparently it's Wednesday. That's what they're telling me, and I got no reason to disbelieve them. And we have two bands in for the final two in the cover bands category of the Last Band Standing contest today. And by the way, you want to make your votes count, you better vote today between 10 and 8 p.m. at kfox.com. It's easy to do. One of these bands will move ahead and one of them will fall by the wayside. We don't know what's going to happen. In fact, we don't know what happened yesterday. We won't know until Lori Roberts comes in at 10 o'clock and gives us the results of yesterday's internet voting. Today we have the Megatones. And can you guys hear me down there?
Yeah, Greg, good morning.
Beautiful. Nice to see you guys, and congratulations on making the final two.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, it's total thrill to get it to come back in the studio one more time. This is so much fun.
You know, it is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't really, you know, think about all the people that are out there listening, you know, all those judgmental people listening to you and critiquing every note, and those judges over there scowling through the glass going, he missed a note over there. Because this is the final two.
Yep.
And today you really got to bring it. No missed notes, no flubs, no nothing. You just got to bring it. Are you ready?
Oh, man, we're so ready.
Come on, this ain't the final four. You guys, we got to turn it up a notch.
All right, man.
This is the best of the best.
All right, now performing live before our microphones today, ladies and gentlemen, here are the Megatones.
All right.
Make you fall alone, baby, please don't go now. Well, all right, hey!
Man, that was... Now, was that the Them arrangement?
That was the Them arrangement.
I love Greg. That. Was the flip side of Here Comes the Night by Them. I bought that record when it came out. It was on Parrot Records.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, oh, man. And you got that whole attitude, because it was a real attitude thing with Them.
Yeah.
You know, with Van the Man, and they just had a snarling song. You did a great job on that, man.
Oh, thank you, man. It's just Van Morrison, you know, that chorus vocal.
I love it. It's just part and parcel of the whole rock and roll attitude.
Who
just,
did it?
Van. Well, it was Them.
And who?
Them.
Who?
No, not the Who.
Them.
Them. Yes.
Guess who did it?
No, guess who didn't do it? It wasn't the Who, and it wasn't Yes. It was Them. All right. Well, you got me confused. Let's turn to our judges. I think that they're a lot less confused than I am. They are professionals in their field. Of course, the legendary Bay Area booking agent, Reed Zaro, who has booked many, many bands through the Entertainment Connection. Reed, what was your take today on the Megatones?
Well, I thought they were looking real good. Good first effort of the morning, and glad they... Hopefully they got my message when I mentioned on the radio, you know, kick the energy up a hair and show us that. And that's definitely there this morning. I hope it carries on through. That makes for a great competition today. They're looking good.
Excellent. All right, let's go now to Robert Berry. Robert, you've played with a lot of musicians in your time. How did you feel about that performance by the Megatones?
Great performance, Greg. Couple things. The audience out there couldn't see. The drummer actually dropped his stick.
Holy cow.
I was watching him, and no one could tell.
Nobody.
The guy, he's a pro. I mean, it was amazing. It didn't drop a beat, nothing. Everything sounded perfect.
That's great.
I dig the jamming. It was really cool that they spread out. The energy of the song was great. And what I really liked... is last week they were really good, but they sounded like the Doors or Steppenwolf, and thinking, well, this is almost a tribute band. And today he was singing, I think, with his own voice, and he sounded great.
Yeah.
I mean, not that he can't sing the other stuff, but it was nice to hear him.
Excellent. All right, let's go now to Brad Cava, the legendary Bay Area music critic. Bay Music Area critic. Oh, brother.
I'm more shocked at the legendary. In all my life, I've been called many things, but never legendary before. This is like a day in my history.
Anybody
that's
on the show.
I can put this in my journal.
Automatically becomes a legend if you're
Dear
on the show.
Dear Diary, today, November, whatever.
I became a legend.
I became a legend. And Greg Kinn said it. I'm putting that on my resume, too.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I loved it. What an inspired choice. You know, when you look over, you guys play this song, I think. It's classic.
Well, there are several versions.
The Yardbirds.
Nugent, Yardbirds.
Who was it originally, Greg? I'm trying to think. Sonny Boy?
I think so.
Big Joe Williams.
Say that again?
Big Joe Williams.
Big Joe Williams. Yeah,
absolutely.
That makes sense.
Well, when you think of rock and roll, it all came from the blues, right? The blues had a baby and named it rock and roll, and these guys are going... I think it's an inspired pick. Really, really, really good.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
I like that.
And the way they did it, was fresh, absolutely fresh.
Now, if the people out there want to watch this, actually view it, you can do so at kfox.com on the webcam there. In fact, we're doing that right now.
Hey, Brad, will you go on the webcam with the pimp jacket?
Only if they let me play harmonica on that song. I was kind of sitting here thinking, what I would do with that. I would love to be there. But what they did was perfect.
All right, we're going to have another song coming up from the Megatones, and after that, you'll be voting, so... see what happens.
It's the Greg Kinn Show on 98.5 KFOX.
All right, here we go. We got live music in the studio today. It's part of the Last Band Standing contest. We're having our fourth year with this thing, and you got to vote for your favorites today between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. at kfox.com. Your votes are important. Oftentimes, it is very few votes that separate the top vote getter from the next one down. And, of course, we have our judges in place, and the Megatones have already played one song. We're ready for their second tune. What's your next song going to be, guys?
All right, Greg, I had to play some Allman Brothers, man. This one's called One Way Out.
Oh, I love that. Now, that's pure Sonny Boy Williamson, isn't it?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the South. You know, I live here for 25 years, but I was influenced by the Allman Brothers growing up. And I got Mike Salt over here. He plays an awesome slide guitar.
Yeah, where were you born and raised?
Tucker, Georgia.
Tucker, Georgia.
Yeah.
Down there where turtles are called cooters, right? Hey, I know that whole Georgia thing, man. I remember going there. Well, I better not tell any of these stories. I had some great stories about Georgia. And we knew some partying people down there. Let me just put it that way.
Hey, do any of you guys want to put on the pimp jacket for the for the webcam? Did you guys see the pimp jacket, Megatones?
Well, you know, it's a little shaded, right? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any? Well, not the drummer.
What was the guy on Starsky
Anybody?
And Hutch?
Does a band player want to wear it?
Yeah, I think that's definitely, is it Hutch? I think it's
All
Hutch.
All right, we'll have Brad Cobble wear it.
All right, well, that's just to inspire you for this next song.
All right.
With a little Sonny Boy Williamson. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there it is. If you go to kfox.com, you can see on the webcam. We'll have them come in there in a minute.
Yeah, we'll do a little fashion show. All right, here we go. Live music in front of the microphones this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And you can watch this at kfox.com, by the way. Here are the Megatones.
Happen to be your man. baby, I just don't know.
Yeah, mega soulful with the megatones.
Yeah.
Very soulful vocal, too, man.
What was he doing in that, with another man's woman?
Well, he was obviously, he was someplace where he shouldn't have been, and then he kind of got caught. You know, in the song, it doesn't say what happens to him. You know, but, whether he gets out of the building alive is, a matter of
conjecture.
Well,
there's that other song, The Backdoor Man.
Yes.
That guy had two choices.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, and this guy has, but there's only one way out.
Yeah.
That's the whole key of the song.
I know.
I think she raised her window, and he eased out soft and slow.
Oh, ooh, man, you are a student of the blues.
Interesting.
All right, we loved it. Let's see what the judges thought. We turn now to Bay Area booking agent Reed Zorro. Reed, you had a good long look at these guys. What'd you think?
Well, I saw a whole other side of them in this song, and... knowing the guitar player from another life 100 years ago in another band, I didn't know he had a talent as a slide guitar player, so I learned something today.
Yep.
But absolutely outstanding. I'm going to give him a real solid 8.
A real solid 8. Excellent. All right, let's go now to Robert Berry. Robert, you know, you've played with guys like Sammy Hagar and Keith Emerson. You've seen, what it's like to play with good musicians. What did you think of the Megatones this morning?
Great musicians, Greg. That ending, those long breaks and the singers singing, the band's waiting and they got to hit it right on. They were spot on. I mean, that is, the degree of difficulty is amazing there. The slide, of course, was great.
I thought the soulful vocals really added a lot, too.
It inspired vocal. I mean, he's living and breathing that thing. And they sound like the whole band, and you know what this means. I wonder if the audience does. They sound like they mean it when they play.
Yeah.
They're not just playing it,
You know, that is one of the intangibles, and you can tell in some rock bands... they get up there and they're just kind of going through the motions, whereas other bands get up there and they're living it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they look like they're living it too. They're having a great time.
All right, so what's your rating?
I'm going to go 8.5.
8.5. Excellent. 8.5 for the Megatones. Let's go now to Brad Cobb, a music critic. Semi-legendary, I'll say.
I become legendary every time I wake up to get here, I think. More legendary.
Yeah, hey, we've been doing this for 11 years, man. It's a piece of cake.
And I got to plug my little website there because I've gotten 13,000 hits out of this thing. All these people from hearing this thing.
Was it painful?
Yeah. Now, if only I could get... It's painful because I have no advertising. I got to sell ads and get people to cancel their subscriptions to other things.
Yeah.
You don't need any money.
To the resurrection.
Didn't you get some big retirement package from the San Jose Mercury News?
Oh, yeah, I got 2 weeks severance. I mean, how can people support an organization that would give you that?
You're Brad Cava.
Yeah, but you're Brad
I was Brad Cava.
How many years were you with them, Mark? Yeah.
22 years, 2 weeks severance. How fair is that?
You probably did something wrong.
I understand.
I covered classic rock too much. That's what they said. They don't want to cover people in that age demographic.
Wow. Are you still bitter about it?
No, me? Yeah, I'm
right,
suing
well,
them. Anyway.
Let's turn our attention to
let's
the
Let's talk about something positive.
Yeah.
The Megatones. Now, here's what I liked about these guys. You know, when you think of what they did the first time, I'm factoring in now that I've seen them twice, and also I noticed with these judges, our scores, what was a 10 last week is now like an 8, I think.
Yeah,
right?
We're
getting tougher.
Yeah.
But because we're seeing them twice now. But what I like, too, with these guys, the first time they did what I thought were pretty easy, basic hit covers. This time they showed me this blues rock side. They almost did them like originals. And that's a big plus for me. It showed me a lot of diversity and range in this band. They were a solid blues rock band today. So I have to squirm. Is that what you're asking?
Yep.
Still have to squirm. So let me think. I'm giving them an 8, but my 8 this week was last week's 10.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Because we still have to have room. There's other bands
you
coming
gotta
up.
You got to have a little headroom.
Yeah,
okay.
We're leaving ourselves some room this time.
So
that is a solid
24 and a half out of 30.
Two right. 8s and an 8.5, right, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, you guys. Excellent score from the judges. Megatones, you sound great. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Greg, thanks a lot, man. Getting to come in here and play twice is a big fun for us, and... You know, either way this thing works out, come down and see us at the Crow's Nest this weekend. We'll be there on Saturday night and down in Santa Cruz. And thanks again. Thanks to the Mega fans. It was a blast.
Wow. Excellent. That's a nice gig at the beach.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's beautiful. You guys, of course, are always welcome to come down and jam with us.
Hey.
Well, God bless you. All right. That was the Megatones.
Well, I might be there both nights then.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
Don't open Pandora's box before you know. He'll be down there with a trombone going, can I sit in with you guys? All right, the Megatones, ladies and gentlemen. We're right. More
Thank you.
Music coming up.
It's the Greg Kin Show on 98.5 K-Fox.